It is 547. Thank you very much for making us a part of your morning. Cleve Clinton, board-certified civil trial attorney practicing in Dallas, joins us this morning. Mr. Clinton, I appreciate you getting up early. We were talking off the air. This is the best time of the day for me anyway, and I think you would agree with that. So would it be a good time of the day for law students to reevaluate whether or not they actually want to become attorneys like you are?
Absolutely. It would be a great time of the day to do it. In fact, any time today would be a good time.
What happened? I was always under the impression, I'm a middle-aged guy, but I was always under the impression that attorneys were going to make a decent living out there. Even if you weren't necessarily a high-profile attorney, you were still going to be able to make, a six-figure salary.
Well, that would be a good number for anybody, and yet the laws of supply and demand apply to lawyers just like they do to any other part of our economy.
Would you say, Mr. Clinton, that that law students have been duped or lured by law schools to become lawyers? I mean, this lawsuit, this class action suit that is taking place, would suggest that these kids were somehow. I don't know. Can you dupe someone into becoming an attorney?
Well, dupe may not be exactly the right word to communicate what happened to them, but there is a potential claim on their part because many law schools do put out information promoting their hire rates after graduation. And in any commercial transaction, right? And there's a Texas statute called the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, originally enacted as a lemon law for car purchases. The concept still applies, and that is, what was the representation that was made at the time of the transaction, and did somebody rely upon it, and were they damaged in relying upon it? So it's not impossible.
But the buyer should beware, especially if you're bright enough to be an attorney and pass the LSAT. You should be at least bright enough to do your homework and find out whether or not any statistics being put forth by a law school are accurate.
Yes, sir. I think that's a very fair statement, and a jury full of 12 good tried people, men and women like yourself would see it perhaps as one that, like purchasing a car or any other transaction, that you ought to go in with your eyes wide open. I believe so.
But a lot of these young men and women are now carrying a substantial amount of debt, and I think that is probably the thing that is bothering them the most, is that they thought they were going to have a decent, a lucrative career, and they're saddled with tens of thousands of dollars in student loans.
Well, and therein lies the problem for many of those students: is how do you go about determining what their damages are? You can probably get through the doors of, was there a representation that was made? Did they rely upon it? But the ultimate question that you or anybody else sitting on a jury would have to answer is, were they damaged? And if so, how do you calculate that? Was it because the law school piece of paper, the law school experience is worth something, even in the business world? There are many that go to law school with no intent of practicing law.
All right. Cleve, I want to thank you so much. Cleve Clinton joining us, certified civil trial attorney. You doing okay, Cleve? Everything good with you?
Yes, sir. Life is great.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Just making sure.
Check us out at tiltingthescales.com.
Thank you so much, Cleve. We appreciate it.